Okay.
The mic on though.
Okay, do we get the other?
Yeah, that one's on.
Okay.
Okay. Ready? This is Mary Boland and Doris Dyan on the Brighton Reservation, January 29th. And we're working with two ladies doing patchwork sewing. Could you tell me your name?
Charlemagne.
Charlemagne?
Uh-huh.
And could you tell us where you were born?
Right.
You were born here on the Brighton Reservation,
yeah.
And you've lived here all your life?
No.
But part of that time.
Yeah.
When did you learn how to patchwork sew? How old were you?
Fifteen.
Who taught you how?
Stan,
her
mother.
Her mother. What was the first design you ever did? How did your mother show you how to start?
It was just used to be just like, you know, one of these just. Not even a design on there. I mean, it's just two strips, you know.
It was just solid strips
uh-huh.
then.
Uh-huh.
And then you learned how to cut them apart and make the designs?
What did I to make me still today in your butt She just, you know, just saw what they were doing, you know, just to, you know, like an example. She just would hit start sewing like that.
What is the difference? Is there any difference between the designs when she was a little girl and the designs now?
There's a lot.
Is that okay?
Yeah, she's just a little far away.
Okay, how's this?
Yeah, it has to be.
Is that okay?
That would be better.
Okay. About how many different designs are there?
I don't want. Do you want to get another one? I don't want.
So now I got it.
Yeah, I don't want. I got it. I don't want. No, you don't want that.
I don't want
I'm not different. Hey, my horse got my dog on. They don't really sadly know how many designs they have.
But there are a lot of different ones. We can see just from looking at all the different ones here. Do the colors have any special meaning?
I don't want it. No shit. My horse got in stone. No special, I am not stone. I am not cheating out.
Oh, to what a lot of that day.
Hey, how
you want? Man, how you see his hours in the head and game by the horse.
It's just to see how pretty it is, you know, what's the, you know, be good with the material.
Mm-hmm. Is there any kind of special time, like, that you would wear special colors, like maybe for the corn dance, would you wear certain colors, or for a wedding, would there be special colors, or if there's a death, do you have to wear certain colors?
They got certain type for green corn, but on the like on the weddings and the funeral, they just wear anything what they want, you know, that they look so pretty.
What about for babies? Can babies or little children wear any of the designs, or do they have only certain designs for children?
Okay, a long time ago, they used to, you know, put the little, you know, the baby ones, till they buy. Actually, we call it full moon, but actually it's 2 months, you know, and they can't wear no designs yet. They have to be after, you know, have their hair cut and all that done first before they can wear these kind of little dresses. But nowadays, they just forget about it, and they're just losing their culture right now on that one.
Why has that happened? Do you know?
I don't know. I think it's just that intermarriage coming in. That's how I'm going to do it.
The big shirt, I've noticed that you've got two over here. What is the Seminole name for big shirt? Will these big shirts be for some men in the tribe for special occasions?
No, they used to wear that a long time ago, but they don't wear them no more.
You don't know anybody who wears one?
They didn't have the designs on there. They just used to wear it just straight, like these.
Mm-hmm. They were a solid color. Mm-hmm. So these are real fancy. Mm-hmm. Then, in pictures, we've seen the men with a hat that comes around the head. What was the name of that hat?
Big hat, that's what they used to just call it.
Big hat. And that had designs on it too, didn't it? Is there anyone who still wears the hat?
Still, I know, oh boy, I just got it. No.
Haven't seen that.
Except when we have a contest, they used to, but they kind of done away with it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they have fair, you know, tribal fair and like powwows and all that. I mean, not powwows, but like a field day or something. They usually wear it. But lately, I haven't seen anybody wearing it. Well, it was about last 2 years ago when I seen it.
If a Seminole woman is practicing medicine, would she be allowed to still sew the designs?
Yeah, they stick and sew.
So you can still work. It depends on if there were a death in the family, would the Seminole woman would then practice medicine for a certain period of time?
It's just if they still practice if it's not their, you know, relative, you know, not kin to them, like in clan and you know, that kind of close, they don't practice on that. But if they not, they can go ahead and do the medicine, you know, if they ask them to.
Mm-hmm. Where would they get the medicine?
They just go out to the, you know, mostly they go out to at Big Cypress during that where the cypress are. So there's the medicine sometimes in there, but they have to go out in the woods.
Mm-hmm. They would gather it themselves. Are there sometimes like a medicine person on each of the reservations, or there isn't a medicine man? I know we heard that Bert Jones practiced medicine. Does each tribe have a, or each reservation, do they have a medicine man that helps the people?
What do you mean by that?
Well, would there be a special person, say, if you needed to know something about medicine, that you could go to on this reservation? Is there someone who knows a lot about the medicine?
Yeah, there's quite a few. But then, like Bert, he had to go to his clan, and there's one in Big Cypress. That's where he had to go.
And he practices medicine then on Big Cypress. Uh-huh. But if you had a question, could you go and ask him what to do about it? Or would you have to find someone here if you didn't know the answer and it had something to do with practicing medicine?
I think you have to talk to the elder ones, that medicine man, because mm-hmm. it's kind of sacred to, you know.
Mm-hmm. That was kind of what I wanted to know. It's hard to ask. I wasn't sure how to ask. How many yards of designs does it take to go into a skirt?
Why do you skirt height on it. How many yards can my family start at? 3 yards, get that? It goes up to 3 to 4 yards.
Depending on how full. I've always wondered, we've seen the beautiful capes that the Seminole women wear. What was worn under the cape?
Wore under the cape?
Mm-hmm.
They wore just a regular shirt on, you know, then some long time ago they used to wear like those old shirts, you know, just tied them up like that.
Like the black one here?
No, like the that green one. Like
okay,
but they didn't have that little thing on there. But
it was like a blouse then that went under.
But nowadays they just wear the regular, the clothes. I mean, like the blouse we got under here.
Would you like to ask some questions?
I'm still kind of
adjusting the tape. Okay. I'd be real interested in knowing if there were any special songs that had to do with sewing patchwork designs. Is there anything like a similar song? Were there ever songs like songs that a mother might sing to her child to try to get the child to go to sleep? Were there special songs for that?
Yeah, they used to be together, so...
Do you know any of those songs?
No. You want to put the mic on?
Wait a minute.
Had
a check. No, Georgia. No, Georgia. No, Georgia. No, Georgia. No, Georgia. No, Georgia. How's it going, Georgia? How's it going? How's it going? How's it going? No, Joe, Joe, banana. No, Joe, 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 Joe,
oh, that's wonderful. What is the name of that song?
It's just say sleep, baby, sleep. Or sleep, you know, the child, you know, go to sleep.
What's the word for sleep?
So while you're singing, you'd kind of be bouncing the baby.
What is the word for sleep? Is it in that song?
That's what she said. Sleep, sleep. Then they used to put them in a swing, like, you know, like a rope hanging like that, and that's like a bed sheet, you know, and then they put two little sticks on there and just swing them back and forth.
To rock the baby.
Some of us still practice that, but then some of them, they just...
Mm-hmm. That you would put your baby in, like a hammock, kind of, and rock the baby. Do you have children?
I got one.
Do you practice? Do you sometimes put your baby in the...
I used to. When it, but
did
he's,
you?
He's a school nurse.
A little bit too big. Uh-huh. It's real interesting. What about special stories? Were there ever stories or legends that you might have told the children about maybe different animals or something like that?
Yeah, we have that once in a while. But my grandmother, you know, before the bed, you know, then around the fire at night time, she used to tell us that and scare us.
Oh, tell us a story. Do you remember one that she used to tell you?
Not really. My sister knows most of them, but I just, you know, just get scared and go to bed, but she's not here now.
Oh.
My sister, she's not around. She mm-hmm. should be back by Monday, though.
Mm-hmm.
She knows most of them.
Sometime maybe we could come and talk with her.
She could tell you a lot of folk stories.
Uh-huh.
She could tell you about the rabbit and the bear and that's the one she used to tell about the rabbit and the bear.
Do you remember that one?
Not too good. Children like to get it.
Children like to know what to do.
What did she say?
She said, I'll be just talking about the rabbit, lying rabbit. That's what they call them. Rabbit, they tell you a lie.
The rabbit tricked people? Is that what he did?
Uh-huh. So she's talking.
Were there a lot of different stories about the rabbit?
No. Chofe Laksa got stories. Yeah, that's what it just used to be, just about the rabbits.
When would you mostly hear the stories? Like, would your parents tell you at night or something like that before bed?
Uh-huh. Or your grandparents, if they're still alive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, they kind of out of practice, though. Yeah. But my sister, you know, when, like, we was at the, well, we will camp out, and those kids get around her, and they says, tell us a story of those, you know, tell us the story about those animals, you know. She'd be sitting there talking to them. But some of them, they're still interested, want to know. They want to hear. That's the only one they wrote to her, is her, because she knows most of it. They tell
mm-hmm.
What is her name?
Rosie Billy.
And she lives here.
She's the chairman, councilwoman here.
Uh-huh.
What is your full name?
Shirley Ann Tiger.
There's one other thing, too. What's the word for rabbit?
Chofe.
Chofe?
Uh-huh.
And is that a Creek word?
Uh-huh.
Are Mrs. Hall and Mrs. Tommy both Creek?
Uh-huh. But she could speak Miccosukee, too. And that she can, too.
But what's their main first language?
Creek. Monolea. Creek.
Is the word for rabbit different in Miccosukee?
Okay, in Miccosukee means chofe, no? Mm-hmm. Chokfit.
Chokfit. And in Creek it's chofe.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's almost the same.
Do you want to ask Mrs. Tommy?
Yes. Mrs. Tommy, we'd like to know how you learned to make baskets, too. About how old were you when you first... baskets, Patrick.
I'm not sure how to do it.
Do you learn on my doll?
10.
About 10? Who taught you how?
What's your dish? Now, what's your dish?
Her grandmother.
There's a lot of things on her mind.
Her aunt.
But it was someone in the family. And
mm-hmm.
Did when you first learned to sew the designs, did you sew them by hand or always on a sewing machine?
Sewing mm-hmm. machine, you know, about that.
Oh, with a hand crank.
Uh-huh.
Is it hard to sew on the hand crank machine?
Mama, there.
But with these electric machines, it's easier.
Because they got more work to do with their hand.
What is your mother's name?
Lena.
Lena.
Lena. Mm-hmm. And you were you born here on this reservation?
Fort Pierce.
On Fort Pierce. Mm-hmm.
Are you of the same clan as Mrs. Hall?
Uh-huh. All three of us are in the same clan.
What clan is that?
That's Bird.
Bird Clan. How do you say that?
Fushwater.
It means Bird Clan.
How many clans are there?
Let's see. There's Bird, Panther, Wren, Otter, Alligator, Bear, Deer, Snake. I don't know. That's quite a bit. There are about 10 more. I can't name them all.
Mm-hmm.
About 10 altogether.
Could you tell us a little bit about the Safki? We've heard there are two types, and I'm just wondering if you could tell us what Safki is. We've never even had it.
It's got rice. That means Safki, that means rice. And Safki means either. You can use either thing, you know, different. But then they usually have a corn that they have ground up. Then they used to drink that one. That's a Safki means, you know, to eat, but then Safki is to drink.
Oh, so there's Safki is partially, there's a drink that's called Safki, mm-hmm. and then there's also like a ground meal of some kind that's Safki. What would you have with the meal, like with the Safki meal? What else would you eat with that?
Anything.
What would have been something that maybe you would have had a long time ago?
Which was that, Safki or Safki?
Safki.
Safki.
Not Safki.
When they thirst, it's also, you know, what they can just drink with, whatever, mm-hmm. with meats or... Because they, long time ago, they said they didn't drink no soft drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they used to drink all the time.
What is Safki made from?
It's made with water. It's just made with water and baking soda and either corn, ground up corn, or you can use like rice or grits, or you can use cornmeal and flour together, mix it up. There's different kind of, you know, different types.
And then you would have like meat with that. What sort of meat?
Like beef or anything, pork. But we don't mix it. We just eat that, and we just drink that with it, you know. Whatever we feel, you know, when we thirst, we just drink that.
But with the Safki?
Safki, you could just like put gravy and all that.
And is rice. That made from corn?
No, also? It's just made out of rice or grits.
Uh-huh.
But it's more solid?
Yeah, or you can put meat, well, no, Safki, you can just put meat in there. And just
it's not so watery.
Are there still a lot of men who go hunting to catch deer and different wild game?
No.
Not so much anymore. Things are changing.
It's just changing.
Are there very many differences between the Creek culture and Miccosukee culture that you know? You know, different ways of doing things?
One up there, like when the somebody dies, they go 5 days, and while we go 4 days. That's the whole thing different, I think. Most of it, you know, that's about the same.
They go 5 days. What does that mean?
Like they use the Indian medicine, you know, like the relatives. They just use the medicine for 5 days, but we use it 4 days.
I see.
Certainly when somebody had passed away in your family. Mm-hmm. And we just go to, well, it used to be, we used to just stay at that person, you know, that died at their place. But now some of them, they just, some of us still do it. Some of them, they go to their houses and spend the night, then, or come back, or then they use their medicine at their house.
How old is Mrs. Tommy?
How many is her daughter? 70?
74.
74.
That's a nice age to have attained.
Do you know of any of the women who still wear the headboards?
There's one in Hollywood. My dad was doing Jane Butler with it.
Hey,
oh, and Miss Jimmy was
Sure.
And there's some that, there's about one or two that's in Hollywood that still wears that. And then there's quite a bit that wears it in Trail, around the Trail area. There's quite a bit that still wears their hair like that.
What makes the hair stand out? What is it that makes the headboard
okay,
there?
They got like a, made out of cardboard, but they wrap it up in a black cloth and to make that part, and then they just put their hair over there and just put that hair net over there.
Did you ever wear your hair in a headboard?
Yeah.
What is the first thing you do when you want to put your hair up? How do you do that?
So you put your hair on, put that thing, cardboard, miss it with or forget it on, and put your hair on top of it and then roll it.
You push all your hair forward first, and then you push it back.
Oh, yeah, you have to tie it right up here first before you know, comb it all up and then tie it.
Miss it, I want to.
Just put your pins there.
Is that hard to do? Does it take a lot of time?
Yeah, she said it just take a time, so she just quit doing it. She said.
So beautiful looking, though. Do you have to have real long hair to do that? How long does the hair have to be to get it into the headboard?
Or you can have like a shoulder length of this.
Were there different sizes of headboards? Were some longer than others?
You can do it any way you want.
Did only the women wear headboards, or did little girls sometimes have a headboard too? Was it like reserved for like the young woman that was married maybe, or could children, little girl children, wear them?
Yeah, the little girls, they wore them there. Just measure your face. That is the little girls that will wear the hair like that, you know.
What did they use before they had cardboard?
No, you just told him about the cardboard go jung at the coachy no what they ojung it. No, you just told it after. They used to just use those cut paper, but then she said no, they start using like paneling to fix their hair.
That's really getting modern, right? Was it heavy? Did it feel heavy to you, the headboard?
They just turn them out, you know, so it won't be too heavy. They just turn them out and make it.
I noticed that you wear a lot of beads. Did you ever wear earrings? Were the earrings worn like through pierced ears? Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask about the beads. Did people used to get more strands of beads the older they got?
No. If they whatever they want to wear it thick, they wear it thick. But if they don't want to, they just.
It's shady, but I'm ready.
Oh, okay. Wasn't real sure. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, one thing that's really off the subject we've been talking about. Do people figure, like, property inheritance through the mother's side or the father's side? You know, or like the way people figure out what family they belong to and stuff like that. Does that go through, do you figure, like, on the basis of who your mother was or who your father was?
Well, like the clan, we take it on our mother's side. Whatever our mother was, we take that side.
And men figure that way too. Like a man will say who his mother was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Does that have to do with also, if somebody dies, then their belongings, how does that go in terms of who your mother was too?
When somebody dies in your family, you know, the property, we just keep some little bit, and then the rest of it we just throw them away.
And
whatever that, you know, each individual wants, you know, yeah. In that family, they just pick up what they want, and the rest they just throw away.
That's interesting to me because in the white culture, it goes the other way. It's usually the father's side. You know, it's like people never care who your mother was. They always want to know what was your father's name, what was your father's grandfather's name, and so it's a difference there. It's just a different way.
Yeah. See, like I got two brothers. They came from my mother's side.
Mm-hmm. When a person dies, would they be dressed in a certain type of garment?